on the coast tonight and mostly coastal activity tomorrow. Inland areas could have a few widely scattered thunderstorms. As an upper-level feature, it continues to shift most of the rain southward offshore in the coastal sections in the Gulf waters over the next several days. That'll take with it the best rain chance and also start to pull down drier air from the north. It'll become breezy, too, beginning Friday into the weekend with fewer storms about. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
The third annual Greater New Orleans Military Show. Dealers from across the nation exhibiting and selling world-class museum-quality military antiques and collectibles from all nations and eras. Uniforms, hats, helmets, medals, flight gear, vintage weapons, and much more. Saturday, Sunday, October 7th and 8th at the Casting Center, Mandeville. More info at Greater New Orleans.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio LLC.
When you're smiling,
and the whole world smiles with you.
And when you're laughing,
when
the sun comes shining through. When you're crying, you bring on the rain.
Stop your sighing.
Won't you be happy again?
When you're smiling.
Keep on smiling. And the world will smile.
So, of course, you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. Star Hill with another episode of the Feed Exchange with him. John O'Dell from Convention Estates will be in. And we'll hear from Corey Godjohn. And maybe Miss Kay will scoop her and start having a voice on the air from St. Bernard Parish. So, of course, y'all know those pets of pedophile, geez, those are guard dogs. I don't understand why people never got that. And so they can pass them off as pets, but being that someone brought up the fact that we're in the middle of a coup, then we need to understand what is going on with the dogs, because I don't think these crazy people with this illegitimate administration ever dreamed they'd get this far into the game with their craziness. So that's why you have guard dogs that are fighting the Secret Service. They're supposed to attack anybody they get near Joe Biden. They're not pets. They wouldn't be relieving themselves on the carpets at the White House. They'd have a handle of, and it'd be a doggy area for the dog to do its business. But his business is not to let anybody near Joe Biden. That's just one of the things. Someone sent me a video, and it's the day of Joe Biden's inauguration. There were more cameramen there. There were 100 people, maybe, about in the audience. That's very strange for someone that had 81 million votes. Very strange to me. And maybe not anybody else, but to me. And so, anyway, I thought I'd throw that out there. And, Corey, let's see if John Adele's ready from Convention Estates. Let us know about his last meeting. Anything on something else about the money trail, the $2.6 billion money trail. It just started up that we don't know about. So, anyway, is he ready?
Hi.
Hey, John. How are you?
How you doing tonight? Great. Just got my lawn mowed, and I'm ready for a radio show. Yeah, good to be here. Good to join you tonight.
No,
so,
definitely.
We had a meeting last Thursday night, September 21st. And under Convention of States, it was called Vote Your Values. And what we had about 21 people there, something like that. And a good number of them. We had a, go ahead.
No, that's good for grassroots, 21.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Every third Thursday somewhere in Jefferson Parish or Orleans Parish, we'll have a meeting. And it's
always let us know.
I will do that. We've got a hardcore following, and we always have some new people in there, too.
Right, and call Jeff's show in the morning, you know, the 7 to 11.
Yeah, I've done that before. I forgot this time, but it's good because it was kind of a small AV room. So next month we're going to have the meeting in the Old Metairie Library on the third Thursday. I don't know what that is, October 21st or 22nd. Anyway, but this time we had a wonderful presentation by one of our members, Elise, spelled Alice, but pronounced Elise, and she had everybody get their cell phones out, and we found that about half the folks had the Go Vote app, the GEAUX Go Vote, that was set up by the Secretary of State. And it's actually a pretty functional, useful tool for people to have.
Right.
So we, in that setting, we actually got people to who were willing to, and everybody was. One guy forgot his phone, so he didn't do it. But we loaded up the app, and they enter in, you know, your name, month and year of your birth, and I think your zip code or something. And it'll pull up your ballot for your precinct, so it'll have all the races that you're going to see on the October 14th primary. And, of course, we... Go ahead.
No, that's good.
Yeah. And so, you know, people are confused. We're all getting calls from citizens, patriots, who should I vote for? And that's really, that's not something that we address.
Right.
We're a nonprofit, so we're nonpartisan. We do not support any particular candidates. But what we can do is point you to the information that you need to make a sound decision in the upcoming primaries and then, of course, the general election in November.
Right.
So the first step is just getting this Go Vote app up and poking around in there and seeing, you know, if you need to, maybe a little too late to change your party affiliation or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But it's a very useful tool, and it also leads to other databases that we spoke briefly about on the Secretary of State's website, where you can go into a portal, you can log in there and find out more about your incumbent candidates. What's their legislative record like? That would be from the legislative area, and it is a very complex and confusing thing, but we just wanted to get everybody to square one by using the app. And this is the app, of course, that was used in the recall election in New Orleans. When people came up, we could identify their precinct, and they would give us their name and address or birthday. We'd pull them up on there and say, okay, you know, you are a registered voter. You can sign this recall document. So it comes in handy in a lot of ways, Barbara.
Man, brilliant. No, it's that simple. It's that simple. And
yep.
That's good. You went through that.
Yep.
With them.
It really is, because most folks, you know, they don't know what their precinct number is, things like that. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it's the way the districts are laid out for representatives, senators, judges, Bessie boards, you know, so forth. These districts overlap in all kinds of crazy ways. And so it's good for you to know. So we did that, and we pointed them towards resources. Also, some of the various places that give out their recommendations, whether it's PAR, P-A-R, Louisiana, that's one. There are several different organizations that provide help in that way,
right.
Just helping people make up their minds. Or in the Secretary of State's website, you can do a candidate search for people who are not in the legislature, you know,
right.
so-called outsiders, okay? And you can find, at the very least, with that tool, you can find out what's the phone number for their campaign office. Sometimes it's the candidate's cell phone number. You can find out the address for it, or an email address that you can write the candidate and ask direct questions about any of the values that you may have, whether it's good public schools, or whether it's, mandatory vaccinations, or, Second Amendment, gun rights, things like that. You can find out what that candidate's position is, usually from a staffer in their campaign office, or maybe even directly from the candidate, him or herself.
Right. That's great. And that's what people need to know, to be informed. That's the part that's necessary.
Exactly. And the truth is the truth. If you've got an incumbent, you can go and look at gummies, THC,
and THC-free products. Visit us at 1011 Veterans Boulevard at Oaklawn, or 7121 Jefferson Highway by St. Rita. Call 504-252-0033 or visit www.cbdwellnesscenternola.com.
Hi, my name is Corey. I work with Neurogenics to provide the most stylish therapeutic shoes for healthy living footwear. Foot care is the root of prevention and is a key factor for our quality of life. I would like to share this amazing health service that many people are unaware that they are entitled to have, of a low or no cost pair of therapeutic shoes, and to help make your insurance benefits more accessible and work for you. Contact me for a house call visit or an office visit. We can arrange an appointment around your schedule. 504-20
Do you have ghosts in your house? Well, I do. Hi, it's Bloody Mary, your local spirit guide, psychic medium, and celebrity ghost hunter. I run the Haunted Museum and Voodoo Spirit Shop in the French Quarter. Come do a ghost hunt with us and sharpen your communication skills with the other side. Don't be afraid. I'll teach you how to, as we learn and do, go ghost hunting, join a Victorian seance, and explore the beyond. Did you know that you can even plan an entire haunted night at the museum for your private party, 7 days, 7 nights? Join us, BloodyMaryNewOrleans.com.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy Sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO, or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Hi, I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
Please join us on Liberty or Lockdown on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Be there.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
excuse me, my windows. WGSO, 990 AM, New Orleans, Farmer Hoover, the Beat Exchange, down from Dell, from Convention of the State.
Hi.
Hey, what's up? Okay.
I got lost. Okay.
Me too. We went to break.
So okay. They
got a break. Yeah.
Well, yeah, what I wanted to, one last thing was, you know, in relation to finding resources to find out more about your candidates, right. One is the PAR guide to the 2023 constitutional amendments. You can just Google that. There are some various organizations throughout the state that are always good to look at. You know, Louisiana Hayride, every legislator in Baton Rouge is reading that.
Right.
That'll give you some insights on who's who and who's doing what. Also, Louisiana Sunshine on Facebook. That's Susie LaBrie's group, and they do some great research. Louisiana Citizens Advocacy Group, which is LACAG. That's Chris Alexander, Katie Alexander. They do podcasts, long form interviews with some of these candidates. That's a good resource too. And also you can actually find a candidate's campaign finance reports and find out who's giving them money. And so that's always good. And that's all done through, it's all online. It's the Louisiana Ethics Administration Program. And in there, you can find campaign finance reports going back to 1998, 99. So
wow,
given that's all serious. Those tools, huh?
No, that's serious.
It is. Well, I mean, you know, if you can look at history. History tells us a lot. You can look for patterns, tell us a lot. And so anyway, you know, the stuff's all out there. And if you really want to get your values represented by your candidates, that's one way to do it. And most of these folks will be real forthcoming and let you know what they believe in. And that's what we got to know, isn't it?
And that's the whole thing. That's the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Christian had a gentleman on his show, and he started off, you know, like saying he's a, you know, freshman newcomer. And man, after he got going, he was wild. He called it out with everybody, you know, like just the positions that what you're supposed to be doing. You know, and just about the traffic jam, you know?
Mm-hmm. You mean legislatively?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we had an interesting, we had a candidates forum Saturday, just this past Saturday, up in St. Tammany Parish for the clerk of court candidates.
Uh-huh.
And 2 days before the forum, the sitting clerk of court said that she was unable to attend this forum, which we've been planning since August 18th, I think. So the only person who showed up was her opponent, and we went ahead and had the meeting, and she answered questions. I don't have her name in front of me, but. Anyway, these clerks of court, of course, are under a lot of pressure with all the issues that we're hearing about with machines, with voter rolls, and so forth, although they don't really have a lot of control over the voter rolls. That's the Registrar of Voters and the Secretary of State, and then all the attendant databases that feed into the voter roll system, including the hacked Department of Motor Vehicles, that hacked database. So we don't really, you know, we're not really so sure about how secure any of those systems are, frankly, but that is not necessarily, that's my opinion.
Right.
just between you and me and your audience. But anyway, you know, that's what we're doing. We're trying to get people civically involved, get them educated, point them to information, and point them to the truth, to the reality. What's really going on? Who did you, you know, what things are you voting for? What things do you support? And developing the relationships with these people, too, especially if they're folks who are agreeable and want to represent the citizens of their districts.
That's the deal.
That's pretty much...
The truth is so brutal, you know, and if people can't stand up and speak the truth, we're in trouble.
Right.
What happens, a lot of people are concerned about their friends. Well, you're either dirty or you're not dirty. You know, you either do things to people or you have them. And at which point in time do we get a solution to targeting? Because anybody could be targeted, a candidate can be targeted. You know, it's just that we don't have people that run at currently. So that's more important.
Right.
You enhance somebody's quality of life, or you're diminishing it. That's the main thing to me. It should be to everyone else. So I say, you know, if copies of my radio show, we made it up to where it was supposed to go, then we would have had it all wrapped up with the legislative audit having legislation now about probably protective services. And since there's so much money going with this domestic violence, you know, call on and that, no, you need to have an escape route. If somebody's calling up and they ready to roll from the situation they're in, you got to have a system to help them right at that
rise.
Same thing with elderly protective services. Same thing with medically vulnerable people. That's the deal.
True.
And getting around that and trying to not do that and close the loopholes, it's just that when I wrote my thing and my concept why they had to close the loophole, I identified the people who were using phony baloney documents with my name on it. You know, it's like, wait a minute. And then you don't come at me with a knife or gun in my face. Nothing's going to be done about it. No, that's nobody's way to live. I'm not going to be on the end of a weapon because a lawyer's involved and made president of the Louisiana State Bar Association. And I said, and what people don't know, and they should look into, lawyers are filing lawsuits on the Louisiana State Bar. So we got to take a break. We'll be right back. It's WGSO, 990 AM in New Orleans. We're sitting here with John Adele from Convention of the State. And James is at Bible study tonight since we switched from Monday to Wednesday. See you in a little bit.
Fourth generation butchers from the Ninth Ward. You will never get a bum steer at Joey John Fro's Meats. 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette, 504-279-6590.
Everything old is new again is changing time from 1 o'clock on Saturdays to 9 a.m. WGSO 990 a.m. David Cohen, what do you think?
Well, we've got to wake up earlier, but I'm just as excited for 9 o'clock.
How about that? Everything old is new again. Going to wake up New Orleans every Saturday morning on WGSO 990 at 9 a.m. Stop brewing the coffee. Let's get going here. We got to start early here. Oh, boy. All right.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Jeff Palermo. President Biden has approved Louisiana's request for an emergency declaration in the state's battle against saltwater intrusion moving up the Mississippi River. GOSEP spokesperson Mike Steele says steps are being taken to protect the drinking water in Orleans, Jefferson, St. Bernard, and Plaquemines parishes.
This is kind of a proactive step similar to what you would see if a storm was approaching Louisiana to kind of help our parishes out with some of the costs associated with that event.
The Southern Area Complex Incident Management Gold Team is now reporting that two huge wildfires in southwest Louisiana are 100% contained. The Lions Camp Road and the Elizabeth wildfires. Vernon Sheriff Sam Kraft says firefighters from across the country have helped in this effort, and many were surprised by the intensity of these fires.
Several of them commented, this should not be happening in Louisiana. This should be a fire we see out west, maybe.
Jeff Palermo, Louisiana Radio Network.
Medicaid members, keep your address and phone number up to date to make sure you receive important information about your health insurance and you don't risk losing your coverage. If you get a letter from Louisiana Medicaid, follow the directions and respond to it as soon as possible. For questions or to update your info, call the number on your insurance card or visit healthy.la.gov. That's healthy.la.gov. Remember, keep your contact information up to date and respond to Medicaid letters so you don't lose your health care coverage.
We the people. When the Founding Fathers wrote the Constitution, I think they envisioned an America that was safe and prosperous for everyone. And a government run by the people, for the people, not a government run for the government. As a criminal prosecutor for 28 years, a commissioned sheriff's deputy for 25, a champion of victims' rights, and a civil trial attorney since 1991. As your next attorney general, I'll make fighting crime my number one priority. This message is authorized by the campaign to elect Marty Mailey, attorney general.
Fly me to the moon. Let me
Souls Jewelry. Souls Jewelry is located at 8700 West Judge Perez Drive in the Mall in Chalmette, Louisiana. Souls Jewelry, also for custom design jewelry, 504-276-1009.
In other words, baby, kiss me.
Hi, my name is Corey. I work with Neurogenics to provide the most stylish therapeutic shoes for healthy living footwear. Foot care is the root of prevention and is a key factor for our quality of life. I would like to share this amazing health service that many people are unaware that they are entitled to have, of a low or no cost pair of therapeutic shoes, and to help make your insurance benefits more accessible and work for you. Contact me for a house call visit or an office visit. We can arrange an appointment around your schedule. 504-20
Do you have ghosts in your house? Well, I do. Hi, it's Bloody Mary, your local spirit guide, psychic medium, and celebrity ghost hunter. I run the Haunted Museum and Voodoo Spirit Shop in the French Quarter. Come do a ghost hunt with us and sharpen your communication skills with the other side. Don't be afraid. I'll teach you how to, as we learn and do, go ghost hunting, join a Victorian seance, and explore the beyond. Did you know that you can even plan an entire haunted night at the museum for your private party, 7 days, 7 nights? Join us, BloodyMaryNewOrleans.com.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Very good. So, of course, you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. So, here we go. John, we have John from Convention of the States giving us little tips of different websites to get our information for the election. And I like the fact that they can go all the way back to 1968 about people who finance their campaign. That's pretty...
No, it's 1998. It goes back to 1998.
Oh, 1998. Well, some of them are croaking in there. Yeah, well,
I'm amazed it goes back to 98, even with Katrina and everything. So many records were destroyed, you know,
right.
Downtown.
Well, you know, we had records destroyed with that fire that they had, you know, a few months ago. And I couldn't get over the spokesman for the city of New Orleans comes on and says, well, it was a vagrant that broke into the building to get out of the cold. And it was so cold, he set a fire.
Oh, my gosh.
But he leaves out, it's a court building the man broke into, and he could have easily turned the thermostat on. So that's something that Mr. Donnellan's got to check into, because it's a little bit strange. About the time I found out about some things going on, I posted two sentences on the internet, because I post under my real name, and... Within, I think it was a little after 12:10 that I posted, because I write the stuff down, and I keep a log. And within an hour and a half, they had a fire, you know. So, not surprised, because what I posted was very simple. But anyway, that's court records. They, you know, they disappear, you know. I mean, how do you have something that a person can say has been adjudicated? But the transcripts were obstructed. Nothing's adjudicated without transcripts.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
When I first met Judge Affrick at federal court, and I used to go dressed in a suit, and he had a briefcase and all, and instead of going all the way back to the Faubourg Marigny, if I had a mistake on my order page or something simple, because, you know, you can't be like state court, we just scratch it out and scribble it, you know, it's got to be typewritten and that's it. And so as a pro se litigant, and not that I wanted to be pro se, but I was forced in position to be pro se, which is another constitutional issue. And so if you are pro se in federal court, you have to pass your filings. They have to check them. It's almost like going to law school. And so I'm learning out of a book, you know, as we go. So my procedures were right. You know, they were correct to say I have a procedural error. That was nasty. But it was a law clerk, because this just went up to dox me, you know, to keep it up. And it was a law clerk writing for an 88-year-old judge, you know, that was just killing time on the bench. So he wasn't really doing his work. But so, you know, they always say, if you can't get to the judge, get to the law clerk. You know, it's like
got it.
It's like when Phil Wallace was, when I was in federal court, I needed the transcripts because I knew they would be playing this game about res judicata and that, yeah, res judicata scam. And I proved that in the records, made a record, say, oh, she's been sanctioned, yeah, with a counterfeit document and using a trial court number where, you know, 92 number, but in a 1999 hearing. And so, but this is something that the Stone Pigman Law Firm does. They've been doing it for so long, using phony baloney case numbers, that they have front attorneys doing it for them, like Paul Tabery and St. Bernard, you know, using just any number, 2007 number for a hearing in 2012. I mean, you know, and the fact that I'm bringing this up is that they just dealt with the cases in March, you know, 2023. These are things that were going on since 2007.
It's unbelievable.
Like, yeah.
So, I mean, I didn't deal with them.
16 years ago.
Yeah, I don't even know the lawyers, but they represent me. They didn't even tell me they represent me. I haven't been to the Bruno and Bruno law firm since they showed me that phony baloney video that somebody made. Dude, don't use the intersection where the accident happened so that you show the two women that jumped out and started jumping around the truck. Don't show that. Don't show the way the truck hit us. Just have two vehicles, you can't even tell the model of the car. I couldn't believe they did that. But they did it because they considered me old. Mm. You understand? Old.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought they could pull it. They don't understand what they're doing. You know where we come from, huh, John? You know, it's like, what? And so, I mean, Jack Smith was here when Josh went out of town, the engineer, and Kobe's here tonight. Thank you, Kobe. And he, knows me from way back. And, I mean, I'm 73 years old. And so, we were talking about all kind of things. Like, I knew him as a character actor on some of the things that we were working on. And, I never really got to sit down with him as a person too much because it was always in passing, in professional life. So it was nice for us to be killing ourselves laughing at different things that happened. Just like at the Beat Exchange. Oh, John O'Dell is from the club, the Beat Exchange, the new music club that we had in the late 70s, early 80s. So he knows things from the inside. He knows how we all took care of ourselves on any project that we were doing. My parents were the sponsors, but there's people in town that take credit for it that we've never seen before.
You'll never guess who I ran into at Hanson's Snow Blizz Sunday afternoon. Skip.
Oh, good. Yeah. Skip. No. Which one? The tattoo Bolin. Artist or Bolin?
Bolin.
Oh, yeah, Bolin. Yeah. Bolin used to do the art films at the Beat Exchange.
Right.
He would choose the art films. And what I would do back then, I paid everybody very well. You just tell me, what it was. And compared to the other clubs, we were doing very good in sharing what was worthwhile. Right, John?
Right. Right.
Yeah. So, when other places were paying $10 for it, and that's just the token for the position, I'm paying 30. People that were paying 20, I'm paying 50 so that people wouldn't steal. This is on the bar, in the bar bags, so they would learn. And Professor Ronicky's son, Fred, I ran into him. They had this one place. Yeah, the Ronicky's a while. This one place that they left open, K&B, on the corner of Broad and Esplanade. It was the only place that still had a soda fountain. And my mother loved the nectar ice cream sodas.
Oh, yeah.
And so I would go there and get two of them, And so I was there getting the nectar, and Fred is looking at me. He goes, "Hey, Ms. Wilmer, how you doing now?" Because Fred was like 16, 17. And he says, I said, "How you doing, Fred? How's your brother?" He goes, "I'm doing fine, but, I was looking for a job, but nobody will hire me because of this scar on my head." And he had a nice head of hair, but he had brain surgery, and you could see the scar. And so nobody would hire him. I said, "Fred, can you, if I show you how to cut fruit for the bar?" I said, "But it's an artist cooperative now. We're going to be putting like a health food deal." I said, if you can do that, I can give you a job. And he goes, "Really?" I said, "Yeah, but you got to cut it like the people like to have it on their drinks as a deal. But you're going to be cutting it. You're going to be doing the work when the clubs close, because there's a whole nother shift that goes on before a club opens up. Any business opens up. It's prep." And so that's how, and the way I worked it with them, I would say, when you are, you know, have more work for somebody else, you hire that. We're going to hire a person of your choice, and you're going to deal with them so that they work well with you. And then when we have more work where we need to get a third person, then the second person is going to choose that third person. So to develop teamwork.
That's a good way to do that.
Yeah, simple. I mean, we're kids. It was perfect.
Yeah.
Well, when he said he agreed to it, that he would do, he says, you got to talk to my parents. He says, I got to ask my parents. I said, get in the car. We're going over by your house right now because I need you to work today. And that's how we started off. You know, and they did that, you know, until he was, you know, until we closed the club because I couldn't take the crazy people coming in and bothering us. But we're going to take another break. You're listening to WGSO 990. We're going to be back with John O'Dowd. And I'll tell you about what Skip told me on the phone, not on the air, John.
You'll never get a bum steer at Joey John Froze Meats, 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette. An old-style butcher shop like Mom and them had. Also try Joey's Grill using all fresh meats from the butcher cellar. Fourth-generation butchers from the Ninth Ward. You will never get a bum steer at Joey John Froze Meats, 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette, 504-279-6590.
Do you suffer from chronic pain, inflammation, anxiety, or sleep problems? CBD or THC might be the right fit for you. The CBD Wellness Center has everything from tinctures to gummies, THC, and THC-free products. Visit us at 1011 Veterans Boulevard at Oaklawn or 7121 Jefferson Highway by St. Rita. Call 504-252-0033 or visit www.cbdwellnesscenternola.com.
Fly me to the moon. Let me
Souls Jewelry. Souls Jewelry is located at 8700 West Judge Perez Drive in the Mall in Chalmette, Louisiana. Souls Jewelry, also for custom design jewelry, 504-276-1009.
In other words, baby, kiss me.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy Sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, a welcoming community, and a chance to go home again. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at graceatthegreenlight.org.
Hi, my name is Corey. I work with Neurogenics to provide the most stylish therapeutic shoes for healthy living footwear. Foot care is the root of prevention and is a key factor for our quality of life. I would like to share this amazing health service that many people are unaware that they are entitled to have, of a low or no cost pair of therapeutic shoes, and to help make your insurance benefits more accessible and work for you. Contact me for a house call visit or an office visit. We can arrange an appointment around your schedule. 504-205-4115.
Yo, no wonder I was stuck in traffic. Well, you know, so is the kid and the mother tonight, but we're going to have them call in next Monday. We'll go back to our regular day on Monday at 7 p.m. And no, but I said, I'm in traffic. I don't know what the hell's going on. I was calling. And so I said, well, who's the, I said, oh, there's the concert at the Superdome. And I just asked, tell me, what is the concert? He says, Beyonce. I wouldn't have even come downtown. That's how bad the traffic was. But anyway, that was good. I know everybody's having a good time. You know, I just didn't pay attention. I was dealing with country roots. And so we had to deal with the sun, getting too much sun in the yard. Plus, I'm training an animal now. Oh, I wanted to tell y'all, they've been stealing sperm at the racetrack. And how I know this, because a vet did it to my animal. And they begged me not to do anything about it because, Jesus, we just got him a job over there. I said, hey, how are we going to write this police report on? I ain't playing this game. You know, but that's another story. But see, all the stuff that's going on now, that's mob stuff. So I had the short that I think everybody's going after Russell Brand for. It was brilliant. And he called out what our country was doing. And, you know, I think that's the one that they went after him for because he cut through the mustard, let's put it that way. And I'm going to have a series of things like little children talking about male and females. And one thing that they've come up with is they definitely had CCP satellites over Maui at the time of the fire. That's a determined, not by our government, but by people trying to monitor what our government is doing. Now, they have corruptions been revealed with the CIA tried to bribe the analysts to bury findings suggesting COVID leaked from the lab. Andrew Breitbart had that. Do you remember that when Andrew started talking about that, John?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. What year was that out there? Yeah, if you were in the studio, we'd be on the computers,
oh,
you know.
Gosh, but
it was, but it was early enough to put the brakes on it. You know, and he was viewing this in SEC records, and he, through George Soros's front groups, and he exposed it. Soros was building his stock and buying more stock in a Wuhan lab that was researching bioweapons, and he also provided $100 million to Communist China to build the new facility.
Wow.
So that was the deal. And so Breitbart started, you know, saying his quotes and everything from what was going on, mm-hmm. That he would, what George Soros said, that his lifelong, the culmination of his lifelong plan was the destruction of the United States of America. So he is someone that got citizenship. Well, he should have lost his citizenship right then and there. To hell. Send him back. Mm-hmm. He's a currency manipulator. He's wanted in three different countries, and the United States won't turn him over. That's the deal. They won't turn him over. So, yeah, that's wild. Now, they're going after the rogue EPA. I tried to talk about it last week and tie it up with how good Billy Nungesser was with Craig Tefara as parish president of St. Bernard, and Nungesser was parish president of Plaquemines, where they on local television. Back then, during the Obama-Biden deal, I used to have to watch the news on two televisions because it was so different. You know, so here we are, look how many years later, where we know things from the internet and they're saying something crazy like, there's no evidence that the FBI was instructing people on Twitter to do anything. And we just had a hearing on another deal where it's Twitter employees saying that they were instructed by the FBI how to label people. So you see, everybody's just got to do their own research. Now, the thing with the media marching orders now is the White House has ordered the media to cover up the corruption bombshells of the of Joe Biden and the Biden family. Now, McCarthy calling for a meeting. Now, I'm reading this from a talking point notes, and I just wasn't relaxed enough in the chair to do all of this from Russell Brand, but these are my notes, so I'm going to keep that. You know, because while other children were having scrapbooks with party favors and invitations and bows from their presents that they got from people, I have a scrapbook on card cases. And I might have been 10, 11, 12 years old on this. And so by the time they started, that's how I got to know about the Dixie Dixon tomato case, racketeering case. And so that's how I know I followed the network. It's the same people that pulled it on my family, same warehouse. I gave up my house in Orleans Parish, you know, a weird way. Fifth time I was broken into, I chased the guy up the street and caught him myself because the police were too fat. And anyway, and so, you know, there's just different things that we got to take care of ourselves. I mean, you can't wait for the police. Oh, there's that lady moved into a white neighborhood, a black neighborhood, and then she's calling for help. Well, that's what's going on over the police radio and a detective coming from criminal Tulane and Broad says, man, this will be the time that somebody's going to get it. He comes speeding up the street, and he tried to get the guy stopped running. I jumped on his police car, and I jumped on the guy and held him. They had to put us both in the police car, because I wouldn't let go of them. And so there's other parts about that that I don't want to say. And so I've been, and so, because I made
the
papers.
The story.
Right. Because we had the beat exchange at the time. You know, it's like that. And, you know, that's the way it goes. But I got a letter from the state. He went back to jail. Oh, great. He went back to jail to serve his 8 years. He had just gotten out of jail the day before, robbed the people across the street, still had their jewelry in his pocket when they arrested him for breaking in my house. Right. I mean, this is why, you know, there's no need for people to rob people or to cheat people. There's no need to just do your own life and keep it going as best you can. You know, it's like stay out of the way when people are trying to take care of everybody. So I don't feel comfortable about the we're going to be closing out the show and in a few seconds, and we're going to see you same time next week on Monday. And I thank John that YKNM, they got caught in the traffic too. So, I mean, it was a rough one. So what we'll do.
Thank you.
Yeah, next week we'll check into what the schools are doing. But, John, you're always welcome.
Well, thank you. Well, maybe we'll talk about carbon capture next time.
No, definitely. I even set it up 2.6. But, look, we're going to get some more information. And then James Neighbors had to go to Bible studies tonight, so that's where he is. Else he would have started the show up.
Well, the number's up to over $7 billion. Just Google
you see
carbon capture Louisiana.
$7 billion. Yeah, you see? And before when we were talking about it, 2.6, now it's $7 billion. I said it's now a thing that started up with that we didn't even know about. So
that's
we'll
right.
See you next week. Thank you,
right.
John. Thank you, Kobe.
For more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
The Louisiana Music and Heritage Experience presents NOLA Funk Fest, October 20th through the 22nd at the New Orleans Jazz Museum. This festival includes 3 days of our local beloved music, food, art, and fun, plus a special Fats Domino and Dave Bartholomew exhibit. The festival will feature Irma Thomas, Leo Nocentelli, the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, George Porter Jr. and the Running Partners, and so much more. For tickets and more information, go to nolafunkfest.com.
Going home, it's At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Anytime, anywhere. Smartphone, TuneIn Radio app, WGSO.com. On the AM dial at 990, we are WGSO New Orleans.